Yeah, piece of paper.
We had it written down somewhere, but...
Yeah, Michael.
Yeah, mentioned Damien Oliver, and he was quite right. That 2002 Melbourne Cup, talk about courage under fire, how he got himself up mentally and physically to ride a phenomenal race on Media Puzzle. As I said, I was there that day, and I'm not ashamed to say there wasn't a dry eye at Flemington.
Yeah, and it's one thing saying that you can draw inspiration from a family member who's passed on, but it's another thing actually doing it, and that was phenomenal that day.
Phil, as always, mate, it's been fantastic working with you. I've dragged you out of bed early on a Sunday morning when daylight saving kicked in. I'm sorry about that, but it's been fantastic. I think Jimmy's back next week. I'm not sure, Phil.
No problem, Ray. It's been a pleasure. I'm off to Lambert Park now to take part in the Mike Cockerell tribute game, so I'll keep my eyes open for
a few more. Watch out for the hamstrings. So coming up on Racing HQ, a Coonamble Cup Day preview with Mick Wallace. Big Sports Breakfast is back tomorrow morning at 5:30 a.m. As we say every Sunday, enjoy your Sunday.
Enjoy your sport.
Deserves to be safe and secure at home. That's where Wideline Windows and Doors can help. Their secure line screens offer security without compromising on design or your view. And their safe line window screens are designed to prevent falls, keeping your youngest family members safe and sound. For security, safety and peace of mind, call Wideline Windows and Doors or visit their website at www.wideline.com.au.
24 hours a day, Sky Sports Radio brings you the best racing and sports coverage. The latest Everest news, a Bathurst 1000 rat, and all the overseas sport. Don't miss the Big Sports Breakfast, Monday morning from 5:30, here on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ, setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
Good morning, Simon Harrison with you at 2 minutes after 10 now. We were hoping to preview Coonamble and we'll endeavour to get the preview to air with Mick Wallace shortly. Just got a couple of technical problems in the studio regarding our phone box this morning, so hopefully our staff can get on top of that and we can get Mick up for the Coonamble preview ASAP. From 10:30 we have... Pacing Rewind with Andrew Bensley this morning. We'll touch on Major Dan's win at Menangle last night, have a chat to Kevin Pesutto, and Adam Hamilton will join us as well to look at the big race coming up on Saturday night at Menangle, at Melton rather, and then at 10:45, Tim Newbold and Mick Keller will join me for Chasing Rewind. So still trying to get our phone systems in here working. The staff are working feverishly behind the scenes here. Fingers crossed. What we'll do in the meantime is take Greg Radley, Ron Duffacy and Lizzie Jolts from Sky Thoroughbred Central. An hour ago, Thoroughbred Weekly went to air and they put the focus on what was a wonderful afternoon of racing, not only at Royal Randwick, but at Flemington as well.
Well, a queen won in Melbourne and a king won in Sydney. It was a big day at Randwick and Flemington yesterday and we've got it all covered here in 90 minutes. To wink shortly, but first of all, Ron Duffacy and Lizzie Jolts were with me at Randwick yesterday. What did you think?
Plenty to talk about. There was two fantastic meetings on yesterday and I must say the highlight for me was the two tracks. The Randwick and the Flemington tracks, they just played impeccable. And I think we're bracing ourselves for some buys every week. We're always getting a bit nervous punters, but that was two very fair tracks.
Yeah, we had a lot of rain, Lizzie, but that howling wind dried the track out quickly and they were running much quicker times than what heavy and slow tracks normally put up.
Yeah, I did pose that question to Ronnie when we were getting ready for the show. I said, how come, was it actually that bad? Was it, you know, really a genuine heavy track? But Ronnie seems to think with the wind, didn't you?
Yeah. Look, they were running, you know, not bad times, a couple of seconds off standard. So, well, not standard, I think the wind was put a couple of seconds on them. Some jockeys said it was heavy, some jockeys said it was, you know, they all had their opinions, but all in all it dried out pretty good.
Right. Now, are people overplaying Winx's win yesterday that she was in a spot of bother?
Well, she's renowned for getting herself out of bother.
Hmm.
And, look, I don't know.
Is it more than normal?
No, possibly, no, not more than normal, but she has her moments. It was a very patient rider, she would, for a $1.10 chance, yes. Put it that way.
But he's got so much confidence in her, and he knows exactly, I mean, he's almost now has more confidence in her than he's ever had in her whole entire career, and you can see that the way that he rides her. And, you know, we all were stood there, and we all did have for a moment say, is she in trouble? But she wasn't.
Does confidence in her makes him, does it, could it make him a little bit relaxed now and again? Maybe, you know, it's a day, but I suppose he hasn't made a mistake on her yet, because he's yet to be beaten on her in the last 28 or 29 now.
You know, always in the back of your mind, but I'm sure that's in the back of his mind. Remember, he's such a relaxed guy anyway. Remember when he came in to watch the replay, and the one when she ran against Foxplay, and he said, oh, I had no problems, I had no worries, I thought I was going to get there. And then when he watched the replay that evening, he thought, oh, actually, that was a little bit close. Mm. So maybe sometimes he might reflect on that, but I'm sure in a, you know, in a Cox Plate, which is where we're going to see her next, there's not going to be a relaxed nature. It's the real, you know, it's going to be a record, and is she going to break it?
I think both Tommy Berry on Chautauqua and Hugh Bowman on Winx, it feels a lot different to them than what it is to watch it.
Sometimes to us, it looks like, oh, he's too casual, he's too casual. Well, you know, he to put her in that spot last on the rail and then following all these stayers, and you start to get a little bit nervous and you know, and then, you know, your main danger on paper is getting upside the lead here, and then it puts you through some nervous moments. But she, like you said, she just overcomes these issues, Lizzie, and just the acceleration that she's got is of a 1,000-metre sprinter.
That's right. And the way she ambled up to them in the last 50 metres is when she sort of really puts pay to the field with absolute minimal effort. And the way she extends, I think, is always, you know, that head down and that really workmanlike action. And, yeah, she's... I must admit, I was slightly concerned when he crossed back to the fence and he was last. That's always not a great place to be at Flemington if they don't fan. And we'd seen earlier on in the day with Rainier that, you know, he didn't have the greatest of luck in that particular position. But she just pulls out all the stops. She can have that, you know, tremendous turn of foot at any stage in a race, and that's what she did.
Now, can you explain these sectionals?
Well, looking at that win, you say, oh, what a terrific win. And then you pick up the sectional times and go, wow, what a performance, which you do with her. You know, the last 800 in under 44 seconds, the last 600 in 32.21, and the last furlong in 10.87. You know, that's, you pick up the sectionals of the 1,200 metre sprint down the straight, they're nowhere near that.
Celebrating the best New South Wales racing, Sky Sports Radio.
Right, our thanks to Thoroughbred Weekly there. It was interesting listening, wasn't it? But we've got our phone box up and running. Fingers crossed that everything stays in place. Mick Wallace is heading to Coonamble today, and he joins me for the preview. Mick, good morning.
Good morning, Simon. Very much looking forward to this meeting. Coonamble Cup Day. The weather is fine. We're racing on a soft five surface, and I just can't wait.
Righto, Mick. Let's run through the program. The first race is a maiden over 1,100 metres. Now, the scratchings are 9 Nick to Skip, 14 Chartay, 15 Lady Katie, and 16 Geotech Miss. And with the tab fixed odds, one Regal Cannon is 340 to 360. Two Alpine Royal, 11 to 13. Three Down Under Babe, 51 to 81. Four Dreamworthy, $41. Five Escape to the Orient, 31 to 34. Six Go Charlie Go has been 11 to 13. Seven Late Lady, $5. Eight Oi Lassie, 19 to 23. Ten Supreme Confidence has been 23 to 19. 11 This Will Do Us, favourite, 230 to 225. 12 Zamali, 51 into 31. And 13 Audio Bay, $41. So This Will Do Us is at $2.25, your favourite for the first. Mick, which way are you going?
My numbers here in the first, 7, 11, 1 and 13. I'm going with that Late Lady, the first starter from the Mark Jones Yard to Dubbo. Anthony Cavallo takes the ride. She's a six-year-old mare, so there's obviously a story there, but I stayed around after the last Dubbo meeting to watch her trial, and she did it well. She won the trial by upwards of 3.5 lengths, defeating Thermosa, and it looked like she had something in the locker too. She's obviously got ability, and it's interesting that she's having her first start as a six-year-old mare. Mark Jones doesn't often have first starters. He's become a bit of an expert at picking up tried horses and doing his best with those. So he's obviously found one with a bit of ability here, and I just think from gate number three, she might be able to sit on speed and be hard to beat. Obviously, I've got a healthy respect here for the 11. This will do us from the Damien Lane Yard at Wyong. When Damien brings his horses back home here to Coonamble, he generally finds a winner or two. Jake Hull takes the ride. This fellow's only had the one race start. That was at Wyong. Finished fourth, only a half length from the winner, a Full Gold. This looks a lot easier, and it does have plenty of speed, so from gate number two will certainly give a sight. One Regal Cannon's an interesting runner, a former Waterhouse bot-trained galloper, now with Cameron Crockett at Mudgee. He's got a really good knack, Cameron, of producing these horses first up from Sydney Stables and getting a result. And this horse has been placed in town previously. So if he's anywhere near wound up, you would think he'd be in the finish somewhere. And 13 Audio Bay, best of the rest. That last run there at Doha was a little bit plain, but does have some ability. Might be worth a few gold coins each way. We'll go 7, 11, 1 and 13 in race number 1.
7, 11, 1, 13. The first race number 2 is the Nalder Family Class 2. It's over 1,100 metres and the scratchings are 2 Meraki Miss, 8 Marine Corps, 14 Fairy Fragments, 15 Bounty Bell and 16 BBB. And down the board, Mick 1 Dreadlock has been 9 into 8.50. 3 Yays and Nays has been 10 into 9.50. 4 Sons of Burke, the favourite, $3 into 2.70. 5 Late Return, 5.50 in from 6. 6 Algeroba, 8 into 7. 7 LVR's been 61 into 34. 9 Spirit of DK, $15 in from 19. 10 Fourth Protocol has been 15 into 14. 11 Nino, $41. 12 Kate's Pearl, $5.50 out to $6.50. And 13 Alisam, $51 into $41. So best back, most of them have firmed here, Mick, but the best of them would be Sons of Burke, which is $3 into $2.70.
Yeah, that's interesting that there has been money for Sons of Burke. This horse from the Clint Lundholm yard has been racing really well. A Mendurum winner two starts back and then placed at Dubbo last time. I've gone with the stablemate, 1 Dreadlock on top. My number's 1, 5, 12 and 4. He's clearly the best horse in the race. He's got a good draw here today, first up from a spell. And look, he's been punished due to the fact he's been so consistent throughout his career. He's got the 64.5 kilos minus the 4 for Reece Jones, and if he's forward enough, I think he'll be winning. He's got the record of 19 starts, 2 wins and 11 seconds, but I can assure you he's no milk drinker. He's been up against some pretty good opposition throughout his career. He was second in the Black Nugget at Mudgee last preparation behind Sky Limit, followed that up with a second placing in the Dubbo Cup 12 months ago. So that's very good form for a race like this. Is only a Class 2 handicap. If he can stay in touch with them, I think he'll be very hard to beat. I'm putting a 5, which is a Late Return, in for second. A representative from the Brett Kavanagh yard, Leanne Henry, takes the ride. I was second at Tamworth when first up for 49 weeks. It was never really on the track and kept on finding the line in that race won by Sister Joy. And then last start there at Bundara at Class 1 level, was a beaten favourite. I think we can forgive that horse one average run, third run back from a spell today. He's sure to be competitive. I'm putting in the 12, which is Kate's Pearl here. I notice this horse has been kept safe in the market. This is a mare from the Damien Lane Yard. Serge Lisney takes the ride. Got a long way back at Cessnock last time over the 1,150 metres and was very strong through the line. I had to be steadied off heels there at one stage. And the effort to only be beaten 2.5 lengths by Gone Viral was good. And 4 Sons of Burt, we mentioned it. This is another one from the Clint Lundholm yard. Greg Ryan is on board today. And I think the form around this fellow is pretty good. Finished second to Sea Lady, a last start there at Dubbo. And she's a horse I've got a lot of time for. 1, 5, 12 and 4 in race number 2.
1, 5, 12, 4, race 2. The third event, Mick, is the Keedy Family Coonamble Crystal Sprint. 1,200 metres in distance and there are no scratchings. Now, with the jab fixed odds here, 1 Joey's Destiny has been $3.10 to $3, your favourite. 2 Brotherly Secret, $5.50 to $6. 3 Desert Marshall, $10 to $11. 4 Molasses, $6.50 into $5.50. 5 Try and Run Amok, $5.50 to $6. 6 Free Billy, $18 to $19. 7 Kangaroo at $5. Eight next level, 23, 9 Tattinger, 26 to 31, 10 long lasting, 51 to 61, and 11 Sapience, $34. So $3 for your favourite, Joey's Destiny, in from 310.
Joey's Destiny will be awfully hard to beat. He's been good to us lately. I'm a bit of a fan of this five-year-old. Clint Lundholm trains. Greg Ryan takes the ride, but geez, he's got a big weight today, 63 kilos, no claim. Very good winner of the flying handicap on Cup Day last start, smashing any blinking day, and can he succeed over the 1,100 metres? Carried 59 kilos on that occasion. We mentioned goes up 4 kilos here and does go up 100 metres in distance. So I'm going to put one ahead of it. My number's 4, 1, 3 and 2. I'm going with Molasses, who is a very talented sprinter in this part of the world. Did get comfortably beaten by Joey's Destiny last start there at Dubbo on the 16th of September. Look, it was only an even effort. Was beaten around 3.5 lengths. I just think with the weight pool today, 56 kilos, and Matt Carl on board, I thought he might be able to turn the tables on Joey's Destiny. He's a very consistent conveyance. He wouldn't have been out of place in a Kosciuszko had he been given the opportunity. I think he's only been out of the placings a few times, and when he has been, he's run fourth. Three Desert Marshall looks a chance here. Finished fourth in the Moree Cup. Last start, only beaten around 2.5 lengths by El Jedem. That's good form for a race like this. And Two Brotherly Secret can't be underestimated. He's an 8-year-old now, but he's in very good form, a last start to Tamworth winner. So we'll go 4, 1, 3, and 2 in race number 3.
So 4, 1, 3, 2 there in the third over to the fourth, Mick. This one's the Arthur J. Gallagher Maiden. That's over 1,300. Scratchings to All Accomplished, 4 Set to Sizzle, 17 Cherbro and 18 Tell May. And with the market here, down the board, one Bell Twisters, $10 to $12, three Southern Strategies, $6 to $7, five The Flying Scott, $370 into $320, six Brave Maddie, $23 into $17, seven Captain's Legend, $17 to $21, eight Charm Princess, $480 to $5, nine El Rey Dorado, $31 to $41, 10 Elevada, $71 to $81, 11 Fleur de Force, $19 out to $26. 12 Grand Perils means 17 to 19. 13 Rocker 2, 12 to 15. 14 Talisker Sky, $4.80 into 4. 15 to Largo Express, $61 out to $81. And Tarramurra, they've named a horse Tarramurra. It's 100 to 1 out to 100 to 50 to 1. So the Flying Scott, 370 to 320. Mick the Bunny as well. Talisker Sky, 550 into 4.
My numbers here are 8, 14, 5 and 3. Pretty keen on Charm Princess here, this 3-year-old filly by Casino Prince. She's only had the 2 race starts. She was in the market on debut at Wellington and nothing went right. Was bumped heavily at the 900-metre mark. Was held up for a run in the straight. Last time there at Dubbo, I tipped her on top and I thought she was a little bit unlucky behind the Debater and Southern Strategy. I thought she'd be right on pace, but she got shuffled back and she picked off runs approaching the home turn and looked to be trucking into the race nicely, but the gap never came and it went to the line largely untested. The effort was good over the 1,300 metres last time, same distance again today. If she has any luck from a kind draw here today, I think she'll be winning. 14, Talisker Sky, interesting to see the money for this particular galloper from the Cameron Crockett Yard. Jake Pracey Holmes takes the ride on this filly, another one by Casino Prince. She was only beaten 3 lengths there at Bathurst in finishing second last to a pretty smart horse in Alcatran last time. And she was in a bit of a mood. She was up on her toes in the yard at Bathurst last time. She's got ability. We spoke to Cameron Crockett prior to the race and he said he didn't know what to expect. He said she could run last or she could win by a few lengths. But I think that race day experience would have done her the world of good, and we've got to respect the fact that she has been backed. A 5, the Flying Scott, I think was a little bit disappointing on face value there at Bathurst last time. This is a horse that does have very good tactical speed. And Gary Lunn hasn't had this fellow for too long. He was formerly trained down in Victoria and ran a number of good races down in that part of the world. First run up at Dubbo was very good behind Song and a Prayer. Was beaten a length and 3/4 and just kept on kicking in the run to the line. And then last time at Bathurst was a beaten favourite and really had no excuse. They did run along a little bit in front, but he was probably entitled to do a little more. Maybe a little bit of second up syndrome. Gary Lunn will be working him out. He'll be hard to beat. And 3 Southern Strategy ran a good race at Dubbo last time. This is another mare that was formerly trained down in Victoria. Connie Gregg's had her for 4 starts now. So I think she'll have no excuses today. She's got a good draw, and that run at Dubbo last time behind the Debater was solid. 8.14.5.3 in race number four.
8.14.5.3. Race 5 is the Brian and Wendy Fletcher Class 1 over 1,400. Scratchings are 5 Invincible Type, 10 All Lily, 12 Happens No More, and 16 Sorry I'm Awesome. And with this market, Mick 1 Bolly is at 5.50, 2 Harry Invictus 41, 3 Caught in Camera 8 into 7.50, 4 Single Intent 3.80 in favourite. 6 Tokyo Bullets been 480 to 5, 7 Pompous 8 to 850, 8 Festival of Light 12 to 14, 9 to the Beta 8 to $9, 11 Cobb & Co at 10, 13 Operatic 31 to 34, 14 Moralto 100 to 1, 15 Future in Doubt has been 71 to 100 to 1, 17 Velvet Glove 51, 18 Dizzy Spell at $34. So 380 for your favourite here, Mick, Single Intent.
I like a 6-1-11-4 here, going with Tokyo Bullet. Geez, he turned in a good performance there at Dubbo last time, went second to Magic Beneteau. He was a long way back and had to change direction a couple of times in the straight and was super strong through the line. Had they gone another 50 yards, I think he probably wins the race. He was beaten a length by Magic Beneteau and he was powering up along the fence late. That was over the 1,300 metres. Gets out to 1,400 metres today. He might well be looking for a mile now, but I think he might just be too good for them. If he settles down a tad worse than midfield with cover, gets to the outside, I think he'll be able to finish over the top of them. A one Bolly is a representative from the Cameron Crockett Yard. Kath Bell Pinnamack will claim the 2 kilos here. It was a good enough effort, I thought, first up at Dubbo behind Supreme Attraction. A finished midfield, beaten almost at 4 lengths, but was never really on the track. 4 wide, no cover throughout. A second up today, does have very good second up statistics. 2 goes for a win and a placing. I'm putting in 11 Cobb & Co into the numbers. Geez, I like this horse's run last start. It was first up from a spell at Wellington last time, and it got all the way back to last and finished off strongly to finish just off the podium when finishing fourth to We Love Rugby. There weren't a lot of horses in the race that made ground from the back of the field. A second up today, is yet to place in 3 goes second up, but I just feel like this fellow's come back in good order and is capable of getting into the money somewhere. And 4 Single Intent is best of the rest. A Damien Lane trained 5-year-old by Not a Single Doubt. Does have plenty of speed and is sure to give a sight if it can get across from that sticky draw. 6-1-11-4 in race number 5.
6-1-11-4 there. That's the first leg of the quaddie. Race 6 is the Lachlan Mon Border Leicester Stud Barradine Cup. What a mouthful that is. The benchmark 66 over 1,400. Scratchings are 6 to Frick, 7 Priceless to Hero and 8 Savinia. And with this market, Mick 1 Beale Street is 12 to 11. 2 Austin, 5 to 4.40. 3 Sea Lady, 3.60 in favourite. 4 DeBarley, 8 to 9. 5 Social Pirate, 6.50. 9 Hamoon Bridge, 6.50. 10 Duro, 18 to $19. 11 Lulu's Destiny, 21 out from 19. 12 Quietly Confident, 26. 13 Nordic Noir, this has been supported, 12 into 8.50. 14 Sugar Lane at 51. 15 The Tigeroo at 100 to 1. Sea Lady, a favourite here, Mick, at 3.60.
She's favourite in the market and she's a favourite of mine. My number's 3, 5, 2 and 13. She's well above average, Sea Lady. She's a 5-year-old mare. She was placed second in the country championships qualifier at Dubbo behind Good Host back in March of this year. She resumed at Dubbo on the 16th of September and she had no right to win that race. We put her on top and at the 800 metre mark, you were sort of thinking, geez, she might be too far off them here, but she used that dazzling turn of foot she's got and she got over the top of them to defeat Sons of Burke and get to the chopper. Second up today, she has been placed 2 of 4 second up in the past. She'll have to try and stay somewhere in touch with the leaders. Sometimes Canamble can play towards horses on pace, but I just think she might have enough class to get home. I've put 5 Social Pirate in for second, still having nightmares about this horse. Last time we seen it here at Canamble, was very, very unlucky. Probably should have won the race when bundled away on the fence. The gaps never came. A recent form's been okay. It should have no excuses here. Fourth run back from a spell. Was a little bit unlucky at Bowerville last time in the cup there behind. Snip and A got back and just didn't get the race made to order. But as we know, he has that run well here in the past, placed at his only start. at this track. Got two Austins flying at the moment. He's well travelled. He was placed at Louth, then Batuta, Birdsville, Baduri, and won the Picnic Championship race at Dubbo last time in a canter. Could have gone round again and won. He's flying at the moment. Alina Skerritt will claim a kilo and a half, meaning that this fellow will carry 57 and a half today. Whether that Picnic Championship form will hold up here, I'm not sure, but you can't knock his winning form. And 13 Nordic Noir, you mentioned, Simon, that this horse has been specced. I thought he was pretty good there at Dubbo last time when not far away. And he's an on-pace type that should be in the mix there somewhere. 3, 5, 2, and 13 in race 6.
3, 5, 2, 13 there. Race 7, the feature, the Geronimo Farm Equipment Tan New Holland Canamble Cup. It's 1,600 metres in distance, and the event is due at 5 after 5. And there are no scratchings, so one of Magic's arrears is $5.50, two Red Knot, $4.20 into $4, three All But Gone, $12, four Hirokin, $8.50 to $9, five Miami Dade, $8, six Distinctive Look, $11 to $12, seven Wild Cavaliers been $7 to $7.50, eight Magic Over the Bay at $7.50, nine Any Blinkin' Day, $21, ten Not For Export, $17, 11 Zootenant, $41 into $23, 12 Apache Lad, 34. 13 Not Wanted, 150 to 1. 14 Subway Surfer, 61. 15 Pretty Little Fellow, 100 to 1. And 16 Genetics, also 100 to 1. So at longer odds, Zootenant, 41 into 23. But your $4 favourite, Mick, is Red Knot.
It's a pretty good edition of the Canamble Cup this year. I've gone 1, 2, 4 and 6. I'm tipping a local victory with a Magic Zariz. Seth Hodgson trains here at Canamble. Was allotted 61 kilos, and Cess is elected to claim here with Ashley Stanley. That'll take four off, meaning he'll carry 57 kilos. He'll be getting back, he'll get to the outside, and he'll finish on strong. He's only had the one win at 1,600 metres. I think that was the Narromine Cup more than 12 months ago. He does run out the trip. He'll be hoping there's a genuine tempo on up front. And if that's the case, I think he'll be awfully hard to beat. Two Red Knot, trained at Skane by Rod Northam. Reece Jones claims the 4 kilos here, meaning that he'll get in nice and light. He'll only carry the 53.5 kilos. He's a pretty smart Country Cups customer. He makes his own luck. He's got that good tactical speed. He'll settle down in the first two or three, and he'll keep bobbing. Four Hirokin looks a decent chance in this race. This fellow's got a sense of timing about him. Went around at Warwick Farm on the 19th of September behind Excelsior. That form looks okay now. Was only beaten around 4.5 lengths. He did race on pace that day and knocked up, but I thought this looked a little bit easier. He's got gate number one and 56.5 on his back for Matthew Carl. Looks an each-way chance. And six Distinctive Look. This fellow just didn't come up last preparation, but geez, his most recent run was an absolute cracker. That was at Dubbo in the Dubbo Cup behind Disturbance. Settled down midfield and hit the line strongly. He was only beaten a length and a half by the winner that day. And perhaps that was an indicator that he might be working his way back into good form. And as I mentioned, if he found his old form, he'd be winning this easily. So we'll go 1, 2, 4 and 6 in race number 7.
So 1, 2, 4, 6 there, race 7, the cup. And race 8, the last, is the Battleline Icy Canham Appreciation Class 4. It's over 1,600. Scratch the emergency number 15, Genetics. And with the fixed odds, one Western Parade has been 5.50 to 6, two Outer Space 5 to 6, three is Pretty Cool 8 to 10, four Hillstar 18 to 21, five Podium Bound at 5 to 5.50, six We Love Rugby 10 into 6.50, seven Athena's Voice for Rod Northam 5.50 into 3.80, eight Pedro Zariz 15 to 18, nine Linked at 26, 10 Eagles Dare 10, 11 Pretty Pine 31 to 34, 12 Pyramid Prince 61 to 81. 13, Gotta Keep the Faith at 150 to 1. 14, Strike Zone at 150 to 1. Best backed and $3.80 favourite in from 5.50, Athena's Voice.
Yeah, I've chopped and changed a few times in this race. A very tricky way to close off the day. My number's 1, 7, 3 and 2, putting Western Parade on top. This six-year-old by Intergaze, trained by Gaynor Williams at Mudgee. Look, he can be a little bit in and out. I thought his first up run at Skane was a ripper in a Class 2. They got caught in the wrong part of the track when finishing third to Winner's Lane. Ventured to Mudgee on the home surface at his next start, and he missed the start by four lengths. He powered up into a... he was going to be a strong winning chance and just coasted to the line. Last time at Dubbo was back in distance. I don't think that suited him, getting back to the 1,300 metres last time. He worked home okay behind Eyesore. I think the fact he gets out to the mile today is really going to be in his favour. Seven, which is Athena's Voice, is certainly building towards a peak performance. His four-year-old mare, trained by Rod Northam at Scone, was placed behind Frankly Awesome, who went around in a Group 1, I believe, yesterday. Was far from disgraced there.